Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's always great. I mean, especially in a game like that, it's just tight. You know, it would have been great to get that one on the first, but rules are rules. Took it back, and then we grinded our way through that one. We had chances, they had chances. It was kind of back and forth there, but both goalies played solid, and nice to get that one late there.
You played a ton of games against this team throughout your career. You know what it's going to be like most nights. How sweet does it make it, a win like this, after the way you guys have won so far, to see yourselves winning a tight game?
Yeah, you need to win any way possible. So obviously the fans love the 6 goals on the board and the cannon going off a lot. But it doesn't really matter as long as you're winning, the fans are happy. So whether it's 1-0, 2-0 like tonight, 6-1, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. The main thing is the cannon goes off at the end of the game for a win.
Yeah.
Well, as a D-man, you got to like that kind of punch, counter-punch kind of game as well, right? It's almost a chess match, I think.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Just got to make good decisions. We were just trying to make hard plays as best we could, and we kind of got a little bit away from our game. They pushed a lot in the second, but come in the third period, we found our game a lot more and just did the right things. And I know it's cliches, but the cliches are what's getting us victories right now. And you know, we found a way to get one. We were able to hold them off and then get an empty netter and really seal the deal. So obviously a great win for us.
What about Elvis's game tonight?
Really solid, yeah. He's been great the past two, obviously. Didn't get the shutout last game, but we got him one tonight. So he played really well for us, and hope that continues as well.
Did you call your shot on that goal? Were you... You're just throwing it netward, hoping for a bounce, or were you?
I saw JVR in front just battling with the guy, and he was out of the paint that time. So I figured it would be a better opportunity for him to score, but I just got lucky hitting the D-man skateboard. Yeah.
I know they all count for 2 points, but when you're playing your own division, how important is that to beat those teams?
Yeah, it's definitely emphasized, obviously. You know, we've been fortunate. I know the schedule has been in our favor recently, but it's going to get us in the end, so we can't use that as an excuse, because we're going to be on the back half of back-to-backs as well, for teams are sitting waiting for us. So, but division games are massive. You know, teams like that are coming in on a back-to-back trying to get 2 points in our building. We were able to do a good job and get the win.
Given the way that you're winning different games different ways, are you seeing confidence just up and down the lineup in different ways?
Yeah, that's really the MO of our team right now. We're going to need contributions and just doing the right things up and down our lineup. And some of the guys are getting more opportunities than maybe they would normally with everyone in our lineup, and they're taking advantage of that right now. And we've needed it desperately. So we've done a good job of that. No matter who it is, steps in and has played well for us. So it's going to need to continue for us to have success.
You're almost 10 games into this thing. How much have you seen that the young players grow even in these 9 games that you've played so far?
Yeah, we've got a great mix of young guys who are willing to learn, wanting to learn, and getting better each and every night. So you can see the growth. And you know, it was very evident in training camp this year, now going into the season, just doing the right things. And sometimes it's not that fun to do the right things, because some of these guys have been skilled players their whole lives, but they're buying in and they're doing the things that are necessary to help us win hockey games right now. And they're out there in those key situations when the game is on the line. So without these guys on our team, without the steps they've been taking, we wouldn't be where we are.
Thanks, David. Thanks.